lonely, but I'm 6 feet from you now, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet is too far away.
Hold me, but I'm 6 inches from you now, and I'm thinking 6 inches is too far away.
Welcome back to the Shut Up in a Podcast, everyone. Hope y'all are doing well out there. Let's do a real quick roll call in here, make sure everyone's present and ready. Buddy, are you here? There he is. Perfect.
Yeah, he's asleep.
Yep, that's it. He's present. Eddie, are you here? Yo, what up?
Oh, there you are. Okay.
And Gorgeous.
Yeah.
My other half, are you present?
Physically, yes.
Oh.
Mentally, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I've got to be here.
Okay.
Got to be here.
Well, what's the deal?
I'm just tired.
Oh, man. I'm tired.
And you're sick, so
feeling
I don't
great.
Know.
Yeah, if my throat's feeling a little raspy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. If you ever
Worked
hear
yourself
some
into a
coughing,
shoot. Congrats.
If it gets too crazy, I'll obviously get it out. But, you know, you hear your boy coughing, just know him a little bit. There's a little gray cloud above me today. That is to say, I'm under the weather.
Very good.
What a fun little saying.
It is fun.
Why do people say that?
I don't
Because
know.
It's like rainy and you're like, oh, it's rainy. I'm not having a good.
I don't know where that saying comes from, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, it this morning was quite the reveal. Well, apparently two things were revealed to me.
Last night, you
Yeah,
were,
tell me about last night.
it sounded like you were gargling soup most of the evening.
Potato soup, chicken noodle, stars.
Something thick, like
Oh, like a
chowder.
stew? Oh, Lord. Little lobster bisque up in the throat.
I was thinking more like clam chowder, but yeah.
Oh, God.
It was,
la 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 la.
I was like, do I need to wake him up? Is he actually breathing? Like, is air moving?
In
It
a bit of
doesn't
the
sound like
apnea.
it. It was bad.
Yeah. Well, even worse, maybe for me, I guess, because I was conscious when it happened, was this morning. I was laying down. Obviously, everything was settled. I slightly like sat up, coughed what felt like three full length gummy worms. Came out of my throat. And me being the man that I am, and just like I was cozy, I just swallowed
You
that right back
fucking
down,
dummy.
and it was real gross. It did not feel good. You know, if anyone's been out there, if you're like me,
full of phlegm,
Eddie TM, full of phlegm, you know the taste. You like know the taste of mucus. You know what I'm talking about?
You're grossing
Like a
everybody
very.
out right now.
It's a very distinct taste. And man, that was something to swallow.
Oh my God.
But you know what's not a hard pill to swallow?
Creed?
The fact that Creed is good.
Mm-hmm.
At least for any sensible, sane, reasonable person. You know, we will
There's not
figure
a
it out.
lot of them left anymore, so.
Well, I mean, they're becoming more sane, at least in this one aspect.
Yes,
because
this
people's
singular.
eyes are opening and, you know, the sleeping are awakening to the, I want to say majesticity. Is that a word? Majesticness?
I don't know.
That is Creed.
The majesty.
There you go. So you got it.
There we go.
But yeah, so we're going to talk about Creed, the band, parentheses.
Not the fantastic movie. We
no.
will eventually talk about that too. But
that's for another time. But I mean, if y'all are gorgeous, you got anything to say? Anything else that the fans need to know? The beautiful, lovely listeners?
But he got his teeth cleaned and
Oh,
he's
Dean.
doing great.
He's doing great, everyone.
No
Don't you worry.
Extractions. Perfect bill of health. At least by our standards. And yeah, he's doing great.
He's like he got his mother's mouth.
Yeah, I've got good teeth. You?
My teeth are fine. My
They're
gums
fine.
bleed
Your
every
gums.
Time. Hey, I be flossing
unhappy.
Though. I'm flossing, so I don't know what they want me to do.
You
But yeah.
just got bad gums.
Buddy, anything to say? He's asleep. And Eddie, anything to say? No. So let's move
Perfect.
on with this episode of Show Dependent. Talking about Creed. It is a band from Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh.
They were formed in 1994.
Before I was born.
And just to give you an idea here, and we'll talk about the duality of this band later, but here's something for all you haters out there to chew on. The
Oh.
album Human Clay by Creed remains one of the best-selling albums of all time and contained the Billboard Hot 100 number one single with Arms Wide Open,
Beautiful.
which also won a Grammy Award for Best Rock Song. So, just something for you to think about, all you haters out there.
It's ironic because we talk about how much we do not really care about awards, but like these awards are pretty important. Like
These are
billboards kind of do speak a lot.
little accolades here. The reason I bring it up, much like Face Off, is just because a lot of people point to stuff like this as proof that they're not good.
Yeah.
What's the Metacritic score, on a movie? You'll be like, oh, I fucking love this movie. And they'll be like, yeah, well, the Rotten Tomatoes says 20%, so movie sucks. And it's like, dude. So by these metrics,
Yeah.
Creed is fucking killing it.
Slay.
So I'm not sure, where's your argument? Where's it
I don't
at?
know. I don't know.
Let's get
I
into the
think.
meat cute and we'll continue chewing on this gummy worm stuck in our throat. We'll keep
Blech. Stop it.
Okay.
Oh, so gnarly. Jesus Christ.
Go
It's a meet cute, baby. It's how we met this thing. Yeah, keep coughing.
Hey, you do the jingle and you leave me alone.
No. No deal.
Oh, what a meet cute. Well, Eddie was alive in the 90s, true 90s kid,
You're a full third person this episode. It is something
born in
else.
1990, a young infant Eddie brought to the world.
Wait.
Not a lot of memories formed up until about age five. But the thing about this is, a young Eddie definitely remembers listening to these bangers. You go to Spotty, the top four songs are the bangers, and they're the
True.
ones that I remember from the youth. I'm fairly certain that my family had the Weathered album.
Wow.
I want to say that's a thing that we had. I
With the
remember.
freaking, are we going to talk
Hey,
about the
we'll talk
art?
about that.
Good.
But
Okay.
maybe my father. My father was the guy who just kind of he was like more into rock, and he just had like random albums and CDs and vinyls and stuff,
It sounds like your
cassette
dad.
tapes. That's my papa.
Da ba
But
ba.
one thing that I can definitely 110% say that young Eddie remembers from Creed is the crossover that Creed had with the WWE,
Fantastic.
formerly the WWF, back in my day, because I'm an old man.
Accurate.
And yeah, Creed collabed with the WWE many times, so the music was played in like official like hype montages. Especially the song My Sacrifice, it was played in two because Bud did a bit of research,
Wow, a beat.
bit of Bud search.
Ooh.
They were called WWE Desire videos, and then one of them was
That
based.
sounds inappropriate.
Hey, we all have the desire.
I don't know if we'd
One of
have
them was
that.
just like an overall, like here's the WWE universe, a bunch of things, big moments, the fans had My Sacrifice on there, Beautiful, obviously, when it says, "Hello, my friend, we meet again. We got The Rock and Stone Cold face to face." It's like,
I
yes,
love
poetry, theater. William
it.
Shakespeare is
This is
quivering.
what we watch
He
for.
fucking wishes. Midsummer Night's Dream was as compelling as The Rock versus Stone Cold. And the other one was a Stone Cold solo video package, still the My Sacrifice. It
Love.
was just Stone Cold Steve Austin being a badass. And then you got fucking behind. So, yeah. So, WWE, thank you for introducing me to this band for sure. And the
Hooray!
90s, just being alive, thank you for that as well.
Yay!
Gorgeous.
Existing. Fantastic. It's funny because my family, Eddie and I, like we, I like to say that we kind of complete each other's musical interests and tastes throughout the decades. And this is actually one of the kind of few instances where we have true overlap. This kind of music was definitely like a part of my youth. And besides like Creed, I have a very distinct memory of my mom, like, I'm the firstborn, so, I get to hear all of the things. So we were in the car one day and she put on the Stain CD and she's like, "This is my angry music, Kayla." And I said, "Oh my gosh, okay. What did I do?" It wasn't related to me, so we're
Was it
fine.
me?
Was it me? Am I the drama?
Guess what? You did it now.
I did it again. Yeah, I knew if Stained was on, my mom's pissed, and that
You
was
just
not a
hear
good
it
sign.
faintly in the other rooms.
Oh,
Bruh,
there was
bruh,
nothing faint about it.
bruh.
The jukebox is on like a 20, and she is angry cleaning the shower.
Just vacuuming.
Yeah.
Oh, she's pissed.
Oh, she's really mad. and then I think that like it now in hindsight, people call it like divorced dad rock. But like that whole like subgenre of music is like stuff that I just really like. Creed, Stained, Hinder. Hinder was my shit. And it was really fun. But when I think about those, Creed is like the feel good out of those groups. Like when I listen to Creed, I'm just like, I'm both inspired but kind of angry, but
There you go.
mostly just kind of happy. And I like to make my voice sound silly, and you get to
Hey.
do that a lot when you sing along to Creed. And I think the only reason I knew about Creed was I'm not sure if we ever owned any tangible albums, but I know for a fact that my dad downloaded a number of songs, if not multiple albums, from them on iTunes. Legally, unlike some people,
Nerd.
We were not rule breakers in our household.
Cook.
Okay, LimeWire, crash your family's computer with so many viruses.
That never happened. You can't prove it. It's all
You wouldn't
alleged.
download a car. Yes, I would. And you would definitely illegally download music. And you and many people in our generation did. So, allegedly.
That's right. They'll never get me.
Can
All the everything is
you imagine
alleged.
being sent to jail right now for having
Right now, for
downloaded
things that
music?
we did in the early 2000s. They said the
Yeah.
statute, what is it? The statute of limitations never
Yeah.
expires.
For
Not for
music.
downloading a car. That 97 Honda Civic you got, nice try, pal.
You're going downtown.
Well, I mean, with that, those fun little origin stories out of the way. Why don't we really get into it?
Clear your throat.
Is it really that bad?
It's a little rough.
Nah, it's fine. It's good. It's all part of the experience.
Ugh, the
It's all
gummy worm
part of it.
swallowing experience.
It's all part of it.
So
Anyway, here you get the real. Cross my arms. Hashtag the real.
Cross my
Okay. Like I fucking, hey, what's
You
going on,
fucking
guys?
Raz
Mike
from Monsters,
Wazowski.
Inc.
Mike
I'm
Wazowski.
watching you, Wazowski.
Hey, what's going on, Roz? I'll be helping you out today.
Oh my God.
What can
All
I
right.
get you? What can I get you,
Let's
sugar?
move on. Getting to know each other. Wow. Enter bald man flying on aerial silks.
Whoa, foreshadowing, getting ahead of us.
Always. I'm always ahead of the game.
Couple fun facts, little FFs. So should we call them like buddy bits?
Buddy bits, bits
There's
of
a couple
buds,
BBs.
buddies, buds,
Buds, buds. Oh,
buds, buds.
foreshadowing for the next episode.
Woo!
Hey, oh my God, that like
Sorry, that echoed.
broke the sound barrier.
I didn't mean
Dear
to. I'm
Lord.
sorry. It was an accident.
So in Creed, like many bands to start off, they had maybe some rough beginnings. The road was bumpy from the start. One thing that in 2012 Scott Stapp wrote, that I'm sure people who were there at the show the first night they played remembered, was apparently that Creed, their first name, was Naked Toddler, which is,
If you, I feel like people saw my face through the audio somehow,
yeah.
because oh my God.
Which, if you have the same reaction as Kayla, you think, yeah, that's not, I'm not going to go watch that band. You're going to wear a Naked Toddler shirt? I don't think so, guy. Not a lot of great mass appeal. Surprisingly, the reaction that night was negative.
No,
So
really?
they later changed their name to Creed.
Okay, that's a lot better.
Just wanted to get that out there as like a
Naked toddler. That's insane.
this band maybe made some bad choices in their
Was
past.
their audience exclusively, like, were they targeting pedophiles? Because that is probably the only people that would be wanting to listen to a band with that name.
Hey, listen, I cannot, confirm that at all.
You don't have the internal mindset.
You'll have to ask Scott himself. But so yeah, that first group of people who saw it, maybe they liked the music, didn't like the name.
Yeah, I mean, it can, a name can really ruin something.
It really can.
If somebody was going to give you a slice of apple pie, but
Oh.
they called it like shit splurge on the rooftop, I don't
Oh
know if you'd
God.
necessarily want that.
Mama's creamy pie.
Oh, so many people would want that.
Oh my God, let me get three.
What?
Is it also, can you put it in the washing machine?
Did
Huh?
you mean microwave?
Yeah.
What?
Allegedly.
I'm so confused. Gross. Oh, I understand now. I finally
There we
get
go. We
it.
got there,
Okay.
baby. We got there.
Like it got stuck in the washing machine.
Oh
I
my
get it now.
goodness.
I
I
get it
guess I'll
now.
have to eat it to get it out.
Oh, it's
So,
the only way.
some another
I'm
thing that's ridiculous
nauseated.
about Creed is their album covers.
Oh, I think it could be argued it is the most ridiculous thing about them.
So they have two albums that I think are notorious for this, at least in our world. The other ones, they don't really have the bangers to me, so I'm not familiar,
Yeah.
I'll say it right now, it ain't like I'm a Creed stan. It ain't like
No.
I know every little intricacy of the band. I know the bangers, and that's enough for me. And I don't need to act like I need to be anything more. So we've got the album Human Clay, which, oh man.
So strange. I think the most disturbing thing about this is like the perspective is just wrong for the artwork. Like the human is so much bigger
Yeah.
than the foreground and background. It just doesn't really make sense. It doesn't mesh. Also, why?
Don't know. It doesn't, I don't know. I don't really understand it. Maybe there's a song called Human Clay. Maybe it's one of those, but I'm not aware of it.
I don't know.
It just looks weird. It looks like PlayStation 1 graphics.
But it is iconic. You cannot say it
I
is not.
mean, yeah, and
You
another
know exactly what that album is when you
know what's
look at
going on.
it.
What I think is worse is the album
Yes.
cover for Weathered.
It's so bad. It's so scary.
Is
It
it
takes me
scary?
back to Rainforest Cafe a little
Oh
bit.
no. Oh, they're trapped in the tree.
No.
It's like the
No.
tree ate
Get me
them
out of
and they're
here.
like peering out from behind in like a little
Yeah.
like unbarked spot. Yeah,
It's just shitty
it's
Photoshop
like
is exactly what it is.
two trees getting chopped down, right?
I don't
And
know.
then the one in the is it the foreground that's close to you?
Yeah.
The one in front just has the band mates' faces on it. Not like really integrated well. Just sort of put on the layer over. And they're just kind of
So
staring.
bad.
And that's the album cover. And it's like, I don't know. Every time I looked at it as a child, I was like, God, is this the best I can do? You have like a little like 7-year-old Eddie, like, huh. This is like top tier talent,
Oh
huh?
my God, it's so bad.
That's good stuff. Do your favor, look it up. Fucking.
Oh, okay. So somebody's like chiseling their faces supposedly into
Oh,
the.
into it.
Oh
Okay.
my God, it's so bad. Oh my God, it's so
Good
bad.
stuff. There's no depth to it. They're just projected onto the tree. It's good. It's good.
They couldn't have like, I mean, I guess you didn't, they didn't have any money, but like you couldn't even commission an
I think
artist
they
to
did.
just like an artist to actually like do a wood carving, because that'd be
Did
cool.
that or did that come out before or after Human Clay?
I don't know. Buddy,
Oh, it came out
wake
after.
up. Oh my God. So they had money
So
at this
they had the
point.
money. They're number one, they best rock Grammy, number one best-selling album. They
Oh
had the
my God.
money. They said, nah.
Ugh.
The last ridiculous thing before we really get into the songs, give you a little taste of what everyone loves nowadays, is Scott Stapp, the lead singer, and his very infamous Scott Stapp voice.
I'd
If
say it's more famous than
you,
infamous,
I
but
guess, but if you've heard the band, if you've heard 30 seconds of a song, and you hear any person, whether right next to you or off in the distance, singing like this, you know, we got some Scott Stapp voice going on. It's just like it I
He
would
doesn't
say
understand vowels, I don't think, is the
the
problem.
vowels are weird, and
Vowels are inconsistent and strange.
I'd argue the majority of the fun is not even knowing the lyrics.
That is
It,
true
it's
because
more,
this
it's more fun to not know what he's saying, so you can just make guttural like and then. You're
Yeah.
there to
And
a
I
basic
heard,
rhythm.
yeah. I don't know. It honestly is better not knowing the lyrics because I will, full transparency, I listened to their like greatest hits album
Yeah.
while I was quote unquote researching for this, and it's super like Christian heavy, which they don't
Yeah.
identify as a Christian band, but I
No.
was like listening to the words actively, like trying to understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
Hard sometimes, most of the time, yes. Ironically, I think their best songs are the ones that are hardest to understand.
Yeah, that's the appeal. That's what's
Because then
nice
the other
about
songs that he's singing very clearly, I'm like, oh, this is just about Jesus.
it. Love me some God.
I love God and
Love him so much.
he's my best friend. Yeah, it's wild. But they don't identify as a Christian band, although
No.
apparently Scott is like very Christian.
Scott Stapp is like, yeah, openly, like this is what
He
drives me.
loves Jesus. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah. I was just like, oh, literally every song I'm hearing besides these bangers is like about like denouncing a bad life and choosing to live better, which is not a bad message.
Interesting.
Just not as fun as I would have hoped.
No, well, you know, at least we have these four songs that are incredibly fun.
Yes.
Yeah, so get your best Scott Stapp voice ready. Get ready to sing along. Get ready to just like sing from your throat.
Wow. Yeah,
Oh,
it's like wow. It's like the very back of your soft palate, I would say.
don't bother enunciating. Don't
No.
bother completing these words. You know, consonants, who gives a shit? Vowels. You can do whatever you want. You're like the French.
Yep.
You just drop things, add things. Who gives a damn? Because it's
Let's
gonna sound great.
go.
We're gonna start off with a slow one. A great one, but a slow one. We're gonna start off with
I love this song. I love it. It's so
It's
sweet.
great. We'll talk
It
about it
is
here in a
the
minute.
nicest song Creed has ever written.
The nicest, damn, I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
All right, well let's give it a listen.
Let's do it.
Well, I just heard
Willie.
pause.
The
Pause.
news.
Instantly. The
Love
most
it.
insane way you could say that. Well, I just heard.
Right, Scott. We're all right, Scott.
What?
We're gonna give it a we're gonna give this new song a go. You wrote down the first line. Well, why don't you give that to us again? Ready? Well, A. All right, we're gonna stop you right there, Scott.
Well,
He says A. At least in my ears, he just says
just
A.
heard.
Well, A just heard.
No, today.
Well,
Is he trying to rhyme I with
A.
A?
Oh,
Well, I just
maybe
heard
a
the news today.
lyricist, much like
Wow.
T-Pain in that way.
Perfect.
Mansion with Wisconsin. God, I am staring at this human clay fucking.
Stop looking at it. It's gonna possess you.
The fuck is in this man's hands?
I
Is
don't
it? I think
know.
it's a stopwatch. The fucking passage of
Wow.
time. This is a fucking nightmare. If you saw this walking down the street,
I
you
would kill
would
myself.
die on the spot. You wouldn't
Yeah.
have to do it because your body
Oh,
would
I
do
would
it
just
for you.
pop.
That's insane. The look of anguish on this man's face.
Honey,
It
keep
looks
going.
like
We
he
gotta get through
heard
this
someone
song.
pronounce the word I by saying A.
Loud is hard.
All right, let's do it. Ready?
The news today. Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray, then tears of joy stream down my face with arms wide open.
That is amazing.
Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything.
Banger. This is such a sweet song. Open. Not open. Not the
W
traditional.
O
Whoop-a.
Whoop. Need to take like Scott Stapp linguistics.
Oh
You heard about learning
my
English? Get
God.
ready to learn Scott Stapp.
Oh.
Now
Whoop-a.
open is actually pronounced with
Whoop-a.
a whoa, whoa. Look at my mouth. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Whoop-a.
Show me a W, everyone. Whoop. Love it. Why do you love it so much? Why is it
I
so
just,
sweet?
it's so sweet because it's about him finding out he's gonna be a
He's
dad
gonna be a papa.
and he's gonna have a son, and
It
it's
is
so
pretty
sweet.
sweet. For obviously for most of my life, I don't like
You don't listen to words, you just
I
don't.
mean I did, but I'm not deep diving into this,
You listen, I feel like you listen to rap lyrics
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm
more than
staying in
like
there.
any other genre. Because like rap, like they kind of do that on purpose, They like
Sure.
it's all about the wordplay. Jason Mraz.
Oh God.
No, this song is just like so sweet. It's like, oh, this man's happy that he's gonna have a child.
Yeah, he heard the news. He's having a baby. Starts to pray. He loves that God of his. Starts fucking crying.
Amazing.
Well, he's welcoming. Welcome to
Yeah.
this place. Welcome to the fucking earth, man.
I'll show you everything.
Back in fucking 90s, shit was good, dude. I don't know about now.
Yep.
Be a much different
Yep.
song if Scott Stapp was like a fucking Gen Zer doing Creed today. He'd
Oh,
be like,
yeah.
hey,
That'd be bad.
shit sucks, man. But yeah, it is pretty sweet. Is this the one that I feel most people sing? I feel like this is the one that most people like. If you talk
I
about
would think it
Creed.
would be higher, but maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. It's got to be those two. These
Yeah.
two. Because
Top
this is
two.
very much just, this is top tier Scott. Snapping it up. Oh,
Amazing.
I don't say the words.
It sounds worse if you say the words, like,
Yeah. With arms wide open under the
with
sunlight.
arms wide open. I
Open
can't even sing it right.
under the
Through the
sunlight.
sunlight. Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything with arms wide open. No.
No, we need whoop oh.
With arms wide open. It sounds better. It
Yes, it
sounds
does.
good.
Sounds good, sounds great.
Is
I would
it right?
argue it's the
No.
best.
Does it sound right, though? Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sounds right.
It's a sweet song. That's
It's
nice.
so
He
sweet.
loves his son. I wonder what his son's name is. I'm not gonna look it up. Bud's
I
not gonna look
don't
it up.
know. Sounds very
But
nice, though.
it's nice that he's got a little song. He's got a banger.
And if we look at it from a religious sense, it would be like God welcoming his child back to him. He's greeting him with arms wide open.
Back to heaven.
Like, I missed you. Yeah.
Hey
I'll show
man.
you everything.
I'll show you it all, dog. Hey, don't worry about why you died. Worry about that.
Don't worry about
Not
it.
like it was predestined and nothing, and one person had
No.
the choice, but
Let's keep it
we
going.
all make sacrifices, which would be a good segue if that was the next song we're listening to, but
That
it's
is not
not
what we're listening to.
because
Yeah.
we're gonna
Damn it.
listen to One Last Breath on the next one, which I'd argue right now is probably their most popular one.
Really?
Yeah, because I think that remix from Book Talk Radio on YouTube
Oh,
has
damn, you're
really
right.
taken off. It's like a house remix
It's
of
really
this song.
good.
It bangs super hard.
It makes me like sweaty with
It's
excitement.
so good. It's so good. Yeah, if you hear it building and you're like, "Oh my God, are you serious?" and it hits. Our buddy Medium Sauce, he did something that reminded me that this was even a thing. So if anyone out there is like, "Oh, it's not on Spotify," you can download it from YouTube and then put the file like on your computer, and then you can upload it to Spotify like on your own phone, you know?
Perfect.
So he did that, and I was like, "Wow, that's a great idea," because the song bumps.
Oh, it's so good.
But let's get into the So yeah, I don't know. I think just because of that aspect, it's like very popular, at least in the last couple of weeks. Very popular right now.
It's hot.
Just because house music, EDM
I love house
remixes
music.
of old popular songs. It's like, for better or for worse, it's what the majority of the genre is right now. And I mean, we got some bumpers.
But let's listen to the original right now.
God, that guitar is sick.
I
All
know, it's
right, let's
delicious.
do it.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
The face I'm making right now.
Nasty. The fucking cymbal.
I don't know what the song is about.
You
Obviously, he's like
know,
sad and he's like about to kill himself, but like one last breath.
yeah. The way I think about it is like maybe because I mean, 6 feet under, death,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely. Yeah.
Is he contemplating a little suey?
Oh, a
Is he
little
thinking
life
like
suey.
maybe like a little 6 feet jump? 6 feet, 100 feet, what's the difference, right? I'm on the edge. Maybe it ain't that bad, but I don't know. Maybe we're being too pessimistic about it.
I don't
He's
know.
reflecting on all his mistakes.
Please come set me free.
Cried out,
Isn't
"Heaven,
that one of the
save
words?
me," but I'm down to my last breath. Maybe he's just, oh, you know what it probably is?
What is it? What is it?
He's probably like questioning his faith.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Wait, read the lyrics again. Ow, my elbow.
I don't know. I'm just thinking like, what would a Christian be struggling with, you know? Not real prosecution. I'm
Not in this
sorry.
country.
Let me give you the lyrics. It says, you know, reflecting on all my mistakes, I thought I found the road to somewhere in his grace. I cried out, "Heaven, save me," but I'm down to one last breath. Talking about, I'm so far down, sad eyes follow me, but I still believe there's something for me. Please come stay with me because I still believe there's something left for you and me. I feel like he's struggling with his faith, you know? Or maybe like, I don't know, like the classic case of I prayed for something that didn't happen. So like, what now? You know? So I don't know. This is probably what it is. I always kind of felt it was like a suey type thing, having a real hard day. 6 feet.
See, I was like, oh, he's like, it's funny because I was like, oh, he's probably like struggling with like addiction or like substance abuse
Yeah.
or
I
like
don't know if he
he's just
even
on like a
problem.
really dark, I don't know. This is just like narrative wise. I don't think Scott necessarily
This is
went through
not a
that
Scott Stapp
personally.
episode. It's a Creed
No, it's just
episode.
like we're just telling a story. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe they
Don't
were just very dark place. I don't know. I don't know, but it's a banger.
Home now.
I'm
Oh,
6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
girl. I can tell you what Wikipedia thinks
What does
or
Wikipedia
says.
think?
Also, the album, the single cover for this, terrifying.
Oh, I don't want to think about
It's like
it.
an old man reaching out of like the fucking mud.
Ugh.
It says the lyrics of the song about reflecting on past mistakes and seeking comfort from friends who want to help. So it's kind of like a jumper. You know, you
Very similar
just want to
energy.
help out. They're jumping, they're falling, friends can help. So, you know. Maybe the friend is God.
Maybe your friend, maybe your only friend is God. And in
Jesus
that
H.
case,
Christ.
yikes.
I don't know.
But, you know, if it makes you feel better.
If it makes you feel better, much like the song makes me feel better, because it's great. It slaps real
That
hard.
guitar is so
Oh, it,
fucking
no,
good.
no, 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 that intro is just like so
Ugh.
sweet and just, and that's what the house mix does. It, like it plays that very, and I mean the song does as well, but it plays it in very prolonged, just like builds, and you get the nice feeling, and oh, it's sweet. It's a sweet guitar.
And then the drums are also killer, which
Oh,
is
yeah.
a big driver for me. So
Absolutely. Anything else left to say on a one last
I don't
prayer?
think I have a good I don't have a good transition into our next song, so we should just do it.
Okay. Or my sacrifice here. The song from the WWE Desire video is the one that Young Eddie remembers. The Rock, Stone Cold, yet again. You know, think about that when you hear this, because,
I only want you to think about
I only
professional
want you to think
wrestlers,
about Dwayne,
The
The
Rock
Rock Johnson,
Johnson.
and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And let's get it. Let me find the time. Just all their songs begin with just like
A
nice little
beautiful
guitar.
little,
Yeah.
yeah. That's the thing. It's like some a lot of these songs are pretty.
Oh yeah. We got a nice long clip here, so let's enjoy it.
Let's enjoy. Settle in. Song about
I can tell you what Scott Stapp himself said.
please, Scott, clarify because
First of
it's like,
all,
are we dying? Are you angels?
Scott Stapp is a he has a what type of voice does he have?
I would say like a tenor or a baritone,
Ding ding ding.
yeah.
Baritone, his signature baritone.
Okay, sorry,
He said that
jeez.
the meaning of the song was about his own personal struggles. Oh. But speaking language, speaking English, he said,
Okay,
you're gonna like this one.
it's about Jesus.
Just because it makes you correct.
Yes.
About his own personal struggles with substance abuse, addiction, and alcoholism,
Gang,
and
gang.
failing despite his best efforts. And him coming to terms with his inability to stay on the straight and narrow. He had to find Jesus.
Oh.
Hello, my friend, we'll meet again. Is it talking about alcohol?
Been a while. I think he's talking about his relationship to God.
Will I forever?
It's when you are with me, I'm free.
Yeah, but also alcohol makes you not give a shit.
That's true.
I'm
I'm
careless.
careless, I
I
believe.
believe.
Oh, and
Above
above
all
all the
yours.
others
Get out the
will
will fly.
fly.
In my
Which
head, a
brings
young Eddie.
tears to my
He's
eyes.
Ojo's.
My sacrifice. But what's his sacrifice? He's
I
giving
don't
up the alcohol, or is it
know.
Jesus'
Maybe.
sacrifice of his life?
Oh shit. It's like that fucking that infamous painting where like Jesus is behind the guy and taking the heroin into his arm. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't
It's like
think
a
I
fucking,
do.
I think it's like a right wing, like conservative, like one of those ridiculous arts where it's like when you do drugs, Jesus does it with you. And
That's sick,
it's
honestly.
honestly pretty
Jesus would
fucking
love
dope.
that.
And Jesus fucking, he takes some of that
Let's do
shit.
it.
Like, whatever, man. I'm the son of Christ. Yeah, no, because in my mind, well, for one, two things. A young Eddie swears Scott Stapp got up there. The chorus.
Live. I mean, he does hit that
Almost like
note.
fucking Bee Gees, though.
But when, for some reason, when you sing it, it sounds
Yeah,
exponentially higher.
it's Disco Jesus.
Disco
It's the
Jesus.
Bee Gees singing all of a sudden, and I don't know, because I guess it could be interpreted two ways. The thing about
Yeah.
art is,
Anybody can
but
say anything about it.
yeah, it could be him finding Jesus. He's free with God, con Jesus, con the Holy
Above all the
Spirit.
others will fly.
Yeah, in heaven.
Yeah.
What up? We're good. Or,
Or you're just super fucking
I'm on that
stoned.
smack and
Yeah.
I'm fucking sky high, and I feel better because I'm high. Could be. I could give you more of what it says.
Yes, please, Scott, enlighten us.
It's about coming out of a dark place or period in your life and reconnecting with yourself.
Aw.
Found himself again.
I like that.
And then a
That's
lot of the
nice.
elements are in the music video. So if you watch the music video, you'll see it. But yeah.
Oh, that's
Pretty
sweet.
nice, good stuff. Is it? I think it's My Sacrifice where he's hella like grabbing his hands. He's doing that pull in
He's
movement,
pulling in. He's pulling
which
into
is just
himself.
very funny.
It's very dramatic. It's
It
very
is.
theater, and I love that.
Yeah, I would say this is like probably the pinnacle, at least for me, because
Yeah.
of the WWE.
That's fair.
And wrestling terms, we call it a cheap pop. It's cheap pop. It's easy,
What the hell was
but
that?
God damn it, I'm just gonna keep going. I mean, you can do whatever. You ain't gonna derail me. I commit to it. And I'm gonna keep going. It's like the other day. You want to tell them what happened? Go ahead.
Say a word, and you just pushed through because you like had a tickle in your throat, but you
I
just
got to battle through.
and then the waitress had to ask you to repeat yourself because she didn't understand what you said.
What, did I bring any attention to it?
No,
Did
but
I
she had
falter?
to, and she said, "Huh? What did you say?"
And then I just repeated, but I didn't say, as I said, I go two ways with it.
Damn.
When I make a mistake, I either bring all attention to it or I bring zero. I let other people be like, huh, that was weird. But it didn't seem to bother him. Or, wow, I didn't even think of that, but he brought too much attention to it. So that's it.
We're in the drive-through, because then you have to like sit with it, and I just fucking die
Oh,
in the passenger seat, and then we have to like compose
Lord.
ourselves.
I am 100% that stereotype of yeah, let me get I remember one time very recently, at least in the last couple months. The last couple months, they like asked me something, and I was silent for probably too long.
Dummy.
I was just like, I'm just thinking, and I'm not gonna say wait. I'm not gonna say hold on. I'm just gonna contemplate. And the person didn't say anything. But when I started talking again in my head, I was like, that was quiet for too long. They probably thought I like shut down. Sometimes you just need a real good think. I'm bad at menus.
Why is that where your brain's like,
I
you
don't
know?
know. It's just an abundance of choice.
Oh my
I'm the
God,
guy
that's
that
so
on like
funny.
Restaurant Impossible or like Bar Rescue or whatever, where they're like, make the menu five things for Eddie. That's who it's for. Because any more than
Not for the
five, I'm
chefs,
like,
not for the staff to make their
oh.
lives easier. No, to prevent Eddie from having a fucking aneurysm.
Do I get the big cheeseburger or do I get the cheeseburger grande? Which one is it? Goodness, just got a text.
We did. Oh
Come
my
on,
God.
Sammy. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
So yeah, what I was trying to say is, in wrestling, it's called the cheap pop, where you just do something that's
It's
fan
like,
service.
hey, Cincinnati. And then it was like,
Hey, you're in
yeah,
Cincinnati, and you're like,
that's
shout out
where we
to the
are.
Reds, the
Woo.
greatest baseball team of all time. Like, that's us.
And the opposite would be Cheap
Yay!
Heat, which is
Yeah, where you're
like,
like, Cincinnati Reds suck, and they're like, oh, that's us, boo
"Bo,
you.
we love our
But
team,
that's
bo."
us. But God damn
Humans are
it.
simple
If
creatures.
this video, because we saw it on YouTube,
Yeah.
when they showed The Rock and Stone Cold,
You
chills.
got excited.
I was like,
Oh, the
oh, and
heat.
they're saying hello, my friend, because they're right. Do you get
They were like friends, but now they're like
it?
not
Do you
friends.
understand? And I'm just like, oh, it's the
You love
coolest shit
it.
ever. I
Your
love a fucking
smooth
hype
little brain lights
package.
up
I
for a
love a
second.
fucking montage.
Oh, yeah.
What I did exclusively as a kid, and I'm sure we'll get it at some point in like high school, was like search up like Gears of War montages, so like music, and I would sit there and just fucking chills. Just, oh, this is so sick.
That is so fucking nerdy.
I know. Well, this
But
is
I
who I
guess
am.
my version of that would be like I would look up the Sims versions of YouTube
Lord.
videos of like, no, not like YouTube videos,
Simlish.
but like, no, it would be like Avril Lavigne was very popular. So like there's like I'm pretty sure there's a skater boy version of Sims. It's like this, it's the skater boy music video, but it's Sims.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's no, you, they don't sing in Simlish. It's
That's
Avril
fun.
Lavigne's
But
song
it's just, yeah,
on
with
top of a
Sims.
me, yeah, with Sims.
That's fun
And I loved
stuff.
that shit. I ate it
I
up.
lived for it.
I did.
Let's get to the last one
The
here.
superest of supers.
Yes,
Because,
a little bit of
oh, what a
controversy
meme.
with this one in my eyes, at least. But we'll talk about it here. Let's get into the last one. One second. Oh God, what a great fucking video! The one Spotify shows the videos.
It's great.
So the same like 5 second clip. All right, let's
And
go.
then just loop it.
God, the fucking,
Amazing.
it just makes me happy.
Oh my God. I
I
can't not
like a
smile.
smile, a giggle.
I gotta, I have to pretend to play the guitar every
Have
single
to.
time.
That
Oh
is perfect.
my God.
A perfect note. Here's my controversy, just
It's
so
so
you know,
playful.
it is. My whole thing is just this. In my mind, this was a Super Bowl performance, right?
Yeah, it was
We're
fun.
at halftime, Super Bowl, the bald man flies through.
I loved it. I love it so much. I think about that man a lot more than I care to admit.
But it wasn't at a Super Bowl. It
What?
should have been. Yeah, it was at the 2001 Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day football game. And they had like a halftime show.
That's fun.
But here's a little, you know, I'm gonna take it as fact because it helps my argument.
Yeah.
And a little wiki included in this description, it says, and some consider it to be the second greatest halftime musical performance of all time.
Whoa.
Who those people are and what
I
metrics
don't
this is
know.
on, but we're,
I think that was just a
I'd
personal
agree.
opinion
I'd
that just
agree.
got injected.
Someone threw that in a wiki.
And by the way,
But this
I
is
would just like to say,
a hell of a performance.
I
Can you
love
take
it.
me higher and a man comes soaring through?
Whoa.
Insane. So let's go there. The build. Oh, hey,
I love how you wrote out C words at
oh,
all.
let's
Yep,
go
no words were just said.
there. Can you take me higher? You know, higher though. Four plays where blind men see. Is he talking about heaven? That's
I
what I
think
think he
so.
is. So let's go there. God, that's so good. If you don't hear him say that, fucking. A minute in, then I don't even know if you're alive. I don't even know if you really know what living is. The line, what is it? Nicki Minaj, Drake, sing that song. Fuck, I can't even think about it right now, but everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Then talk about you if you feel nothing when you listen to Higher.
It's a really good song.
Because, man.
My one singular critique of
Oh,
it, I think it's a little too
no.
long.
Too long. I feel
There's
like
a
it's not long
musical,
enough. Oh,
there's a musical interlude towards the end. That's just it elongates it a little too long. I'm like, oh damn, this song is still going.
yeah.
Oh, okay.
That just makes it awkward if you karaoke it. Because
Absolutely.
then you
That's
need
what I'm saying.
energy.
We gotta keep it at tight, like 2 minutes.
You gotta bring that. You got an air guitar, drum for your life.
And the music video, I don't know. The breakdown's not even that hard.
So let's go there. That's gonna be stuck in my head the rest
Take
of
our escape. Let's go there.
Let's go.
Let's ask, can we
Is that what
stay?
he says?
Yes.
Let's ask, can we stay?
Yeah.
Oh shit. I live
Can you
100%.
take? You're
Another
hearing
just
these words for the first time.
heavy hair. That's it. That's all I
Your cheekbones were insanely high when
had.
you did that.
Fucking, what is it?
Mewing.
Mewing. Hair. That's it. God. Song
Can
fucking
take
slaps.
these dreams and make them
Oh
mine.
yeah, when they like slow it down and there's
Yeah.
a oh shit's dope.
Woo! I have a lot of energy now because of listening. I drove to work the other day and I had the best day at work because I started by listening to
Yeah.
Creed.
Oh, apparently Higher is kind of about like lucid dreaming.
Oh, that's
Maybe
cool.
dreaming about heaven.
That's sweet.
Yeah, what a great start to your day.
It was a great start to my. I had a fantastic day.
That's dope. Oh, look at that. The single cover for Higher shows the stopwatch. So I think that's what the guy's holding in human clay. I think further
Wow, we are falling down the
confirmation.
lore rabbit hole of the Creed album covers.
Wow. It said in an interview, Stapp stated that the inspiration for the song came from a recurring dream that he had. In the endlessly present nightmare, fantastic, Stapp would
Life.
be hunted down and killed by an unknown assailant brandishing a firearm. Once he took up a study on lucid dreaming, he was able to escape the gunman. Damn, shouts out. And subsequently wrote the song as a memento towards the dream. Wow.
That is insane.
Not what I thought at all.
No.
That's insane. So it's just fucking, this man is fearing for his
I can
life.
take these dreams and make them mine.
Ooh,
He
chills.
has the power. I got chills.
The rock gif, me pointing at my arm. Chills.
Amazing.
That's sick. Can you
Ugh.
imagine how good that would have felt? Because dreams will
To
fuck you
take your
up.
power back?
But then you
Oh,
get
I
like,
know.
ah, and he probably uppercutted that guy. Who the fucking sent him to the fucking moon? That's sick.
Very fun.
Insane.
Oh, Scott, what a
So
man.
let's go there.
He's a very
We're all
complex individual.
complicated, right?
We are.
We
We
all have a lot
are.
of things going on. We inside you are two wolves.
Scott Stapp and
Mozart.
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Speaking of duality, I just kind
Yeah.
of wanted to end this little getting to know. We've had fun here.
I
We've
think
had we've had I
my
would
whole
argue.
back hurts. Sorry. Oh.
Oh, it's fine. Oh my Lord. I would argue this has been one of our most fun episodes to just sit down and have fun
I've
with.
had a hoot and a holler.
You know, it's been a bit of a hootenanny. But I just want to, end with a little bit of the duality here, and that sometimes, things can come full circle. In my mind, one thing that I really love, and I don't feel like a super strong connection to Star Wars anymore. We'll talk about it at
No.
some point. And I never really had like a huge connection, but for like the actor of Jar Jar Binks, for Hayden Christensen, the actor
Yeah.
for Darth Vader, they've sort of had this full circle moment where they were absolutely hated. People wanted them to fucking die.
Yeah, a
Let
little
me
dumb.
equate it with something else. Wrestling, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, when he first came out, fans were counting "Die, Rocky, die." Not Boo. Not this or that. They wanted him dead because they didn't like his character, his gimmick. Then he brings that all around. People's champ. You know, the Star Wars guys, they get to be in like the TV shows and all that. And now people, like, there's a video of Hayden Christensen and fans are fucking cheering him on. And you can tell he's getting emotional because he's like, yeah, people used to fucking hate me for this. And now, you know, it's kind of like at a certain point, maybe it just all comes around and you just like, maybe you're ahead of your time. You didn't get the right moment. You know, maybe it's not, you think about artists like Picasso, he died and then his stuff like
Blew
took
up.
off, right? So I think Creed is just a lot like that in my
Creed
mind.
is Picasso, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And like Nickelback, you know? Like a young Eddie, I listened to Nickelback, I thought bumpers,
I
bangers,
love Nickelback to this
slaps,
day.
goes hard. Same thing with Creed. And like, and it's a funny joke that like me and like Bird and so like wrestling fans have is that like wrestling got a lot of people to like so-called like butt rock and like nu metal and stuff because they use it in hype packages. Like one of the most famous, maybe the most famous like hype package is to a Limp Bizkit song with the Rock and Stone Cold rivalry, but it just fucking slaps so hard.
Oh yeah.
And I just never understood any of like the hate to these bands. It's just like for me, one thing I've always believed in is if you cannot deny a song that bangs.
Agreed.
And you can't, you, if it bangs, it bangs. And you can't say, like, oh, the lyrics are this is stupid. It's just, okay. Well, why don't you go put your wool on and go out to pasture and go do all that? Because at this point, you're just saying what everyone else is saying. Have a mind of your own.
Because it's fun to be a hater.
Exactly. Oh, and I agree.
It is so fun to
It
hate
is.
things. 100%. Very fun.
But I think Creed is undeniable.
I agree.
They
That's why
bang
we're doing this episode.
so hard. These four songs, man, bring me genuine joy. They're so
Feel
fun to
good.
listen to, so fun to sing. When you get a group of friends together and you all Scott Stapp voice,
Oh my God.
I mean, I
It's
understand what he's talking about
magical.
with taking me higher.
Amen. It reminds me of like it's a very similar thing that our generation does with Blink-182. Like just sounding ridiculous
Yeah.
and embracing that and having fun with it. It's
Yep.
like one of the best things you can do.
Oh yeah. Hello there. Fucking.
Angel of my nightmare. Where are you? And I'm
Yeah.
so sorry.
It's just a
It's
good
like a,
time.
it's the same
It's
thing,
just a
right?
good time.
It's
Group
very
setting.
fun.
It's made to be in a group. It's made to be performed live. And you yell your fucking heart out. And we're seeing it because Creed is touring again. And now they've got like a whole new generation, some of them for the memes, some of them for the TikToks. But again, I feel it's undeniable. Like we saw a TikTok of Creed performing, Scott Stapp pointing to like a balcony. And it was just like 10, 15
Shirtless
dudes,
dudes.
shirtless, singing their fucking heart out, having a blast. And you could tell Scott Stapp was like, this is sick. Like,
This is
this
so
is fun,
fun.
you know?
Look at all of us having fun together. Isn't
And
this
isn't that what
great?
it's all about, right?
People
You
just want to have a good
share
time.
your music so you can affect people's lives, hopefully for the better. So my final quote here on the duality that I just want to, you know, in 2011, Billboard ranked Creed as the 18th best artist of the 2000s. And in 2013, readers of Rolling Stone magazine voted Creed the worst band of the 1990s. So you can be both.
You can be
For
both.
some people, you're never gonna win, but hey.
And to others, you are number one.
So let's DTR.
Let's do it.
For me, I mean, I feel like I kind of already did it, so I'm gonna
You
keep
kind of just
this. I'm gonna keep
did.
this brief. I just kind of, you know, it flowed
The
through me.
spirit of Scott Stapp
The
filled
human
you.
clay behind me put me in a rush, and I was
No,
like,
the
I need to
human
get this
clay
out.
inside of you.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that thing inside you are two human clays. One, I don't know. With these four songs, I gotta feel like I'm show dependent. Like, I love these songs
100%.
so much, and they bring me so much joy.
Isn't it funny how you can be dependent And you don't know any of the words, but you're still like, I love this.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. It's fantastic. Do I know like the entire Creed discography? No, I don't know all the singles, all that stuff. And I don't feel like I need to or want to. I've got these four songs. They're important to me because they're fun to me. I love them. They do, I think, genuinely great stuff in them. Great guitar, great, the whole band, immaculate vocals. Never enunciate. That's what I love. And Scott Stapp voice, sing it with your friends. This is just a good time. And yeah, I love Creed. And I wish them nothing but more success in the modern
And
day.
you're not afraid to say it.
And I ain't afraid to say it.
No. Pride. We've got Creed pride in this household. I love Creed. I love anything that like just gets you hype. And I know that it's not like traditionally something that people are like, you know what gets me going? But this gets me going. It gets me like so energized and like happy, and I just want to like yell. And I don't know. I feel like that's not really something. And this is old lady on the porch screaming at the sky. But that's like something that I am like incapable of feeling with a lot of modern music. Like a lot of things don't really affect me to the same kind of level. So, you know, the Scott Stapp high is something that we're always just chasing, right?
They don't make music like this anymore.
They don't, they really don't. But it's so fun. And regardless of like the, you know, implications of the Christian under or overtones, it's a good time, you know?
It
And
is.
it's just, it's so fun to like things. And I think if you could choose to like things, you should like them. As long as they're things that make you happy and don't hurt other people, then
Yeah.
enjoy.
I
Because
think,
I know I do.
yes. I think for the most part, I try and go into every single thing wanting to like it
Oh, yeah.
and wanting to have fun or enjoy it or like it. I want to genuinely enjoy things. So I think that if more people did that and stopped hating from the jump, you might find you enjoy some things you didn't think you would. Just it's like you said, it's fun to enjoy things.
It's very fun. It's one of the best things about being alive.
Oh yeah, just like that buddy boy, he's awoken.
Did your buddy? Oh, hi, baby.
Oh.
Oh, and he's back asleep.
Oh well. Well, that was that. And this is this.
Perfect.
Oh my goodness. Y'all out there, thank you so much for listening. Singing along, I'm sure, laughing along with us here on this one. If you liked what you heard, first of all, go listen to Creed again. Sing those songs, sing your heart out, do it with your friends. And then after that, why don't you give us a follow, download, spread the word, leave a rating review for a show dependent. You can tell, I don't know, your bandmates, your Scott Stapp buds,
Anybody you want to
that.
sing out loud with?
Yeah, that's good stuff. But they can find the Show Dependent Podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to podcasts, Show Dependent is going to be there. You can follow the podcast itself on Instagram, TikTok. It is at Show Dependent Pod. That is at SHO Dependent Pod. I want to give myself a follow. It's at Victor V Sweet. Play Pokemon on the Twitch. A lot of wrestling coming back. So yeah, it's at Victor V Sweet Twitch. That's pretty much it. And gorgeous, where can you be found?
You could find me avoiding gummy worms for the next like
I
month, probably.
got some for you right here. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. You can also find me on Instagram on my esthetician page because your girl got her license. Celebrate Skin, CELL, Abrate Skin on Instagram. Because your girl is legally allowed to like do things now. So like if you got questions or have
We got
anything you want to learn
answers.
about, let me know. And I'd be happy to answer. So, yeah.
Next time on the
Oh
Sugar
my
Pill
God.
podcast.
Eddie's so stoked.
Oh, bingo, bingo, bongo, I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no.
No.
Man, Fallout is so good. And we're going to talk about Fallout 3 in the next one. As I've said many a time, I told this to Kayla yesterday. Every time I stop playing Fallout and come back to Fallout, I'm like, God, I love Fallout. Why did I ever stop? Time to hit the wasteland with the hits of the 50s and below. We're going to try and capitalize on the hype of the TV show, which we recently saw. Very good. We'll talk about.
Sheesh.
But in typical show-dependent fashion, we're going to do it when it's probably already starting to wear off because
This is what
things
we do, people.
go
We
very
miss,
quick.
we strike while the iron is room temp.
So, yeah. But next episode, Fallout 3, going to be a grand old time. Hold me, bud. I'm 6 centimeters from you now, and I'm thinking 6 centimeters is still too far away.
Wow.
Hold me, bud. There's no such thing as personal space. I love you so much. You are my baby boy.
Gorgeous. Absolutely true. Wow.
You are true.
You are true.